under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Tuesday, June 18th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a short story in this short segment talking about the budget. You heard Neil Friske on the show yesterday giving a field report that this SOAR funding reform that Governor Gretchen Whitmer's trying to take money away from the teachers' retirement pension fund to invest, according to her words, $500 million a year for the next 10 years. SOAR, of course, the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund, was supposed to die and go away, sunset to be gone next year. Well, she's wanting to raid the teachers' pension retirement fund and transfer that money into this fund that is supposed to die. Well, there's a problem. Dylan Weglia, the Democrat from Garden City, and my state representative, John Roth from Traverse City, will not vote for it. 56 Democrats. All 56 have to vote for it because none of the Republicans will. Weglia's holding out and saying, no, this has been a colossal failure and not going to vote for it. There's better ways to spend the money, not going to do it. So what did they do? They reached out to my state representative, John Roth, in Traverse City and asked him to become number 56. John Roth made quote of the day last week when he said, sorry, I'm not your man. I'm not going to be number 56. They pulled it off of the legislative schedule last week. Supposedly, they're still working on it, trying to put it back on for this week. So we'll wait and see. But the question is to the panelists, Bill Ballinger and others, why is Governor Gretchen Whitmer so determined to get SOAR funding reform through this legislature now? Well, it's because she's done so much to make the state unattractive to employers that she needs to look for ways to find new ones, leaving no stone unturned to try to attract new businesses to come to Michigan. Forsmark said, or maybe she's just so economically illiterate that she actually thinks this is how you build a stronger economy. Bill Ballinger said, well, the most obvious reason she's pushing for it, wrong-headed or whatever, She knows this may be her last chance. If the Republicans recapture the majority control of the state house on November 5th, they are basically then at that point going to make her a lame duck governor for the last 2 years of her governorship, and there'll be no way, chance, that she's going to get this passed. She knows that she's got to do it now or it's never going to happen. Well, very interesting. Because even if the Democrats do keep the majority, which they're not, the next house is still going to be closely divided. Very difficult to pass any legislation. So what she's doing is setting herself up to have maximum tools at her disposal so that she will not have to negotiate with House Republicans or even the House Progressives within her own party. All depends on November, people. Short break, we'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. another question for these political pundits that MERS News Service put to them. Which of Attorney General Dana Nessel's politically charged cases have the best chance of being her biggest success? And which cases have been her worst failures? Well, David Forsmark said, Line 5 has no chance, and it's just base-building harassment. The fake electors, Trump electors prosecution, has been less than absolutely an embarrassment, along with a judge doing almost as much as calling out the contradiction to the defense. So probably in the feud with the Chatfields and Menards, kind of funny, Chatfield and McCoys, well, changing it, of course, to Chatfields and Menards, which is the staff people that worked for Lee Chatfield. All of this is politically charged. But it's not completely politically based and has an actual possible crime at its center. One of the consultants sees the Lee Chatfield case as potentially being her biggest win. However, that goes to a jury trial. And having to prove that he actually broke the law is going to be the biggest stumbling block. But the biggest disappointment for the politically biased and charged Dana Nessel, the Flint water crisis. While it may not bring in dollars like the opioid or baby powder settlements, the Chatfield case has the potential to have lasting impact on the political culture in Lansing by spurring change to how political funds are used by legislators. However, in terms of failure, I'm sure her office will forever be disappointed and will not be able to secure a single criminal conviction in the Flint water crisis. According to Ballinger, Nessel's biggest win was making lawmakers disclose the gifts that they got from lobbyists. He said the Flint water crisis case will obviously go down as her biggest failure. So we'll follow this story. We'll continue to follow it, see where they go, and find out as the case moves forward and keep you updated to the Chatfield case. Another question, very interesting. The United States Supreme Court's recent ruling to keep the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in charge of regulating the abortion pill. Is that likely to help or hinder Republicans in the upcoming election? Andrew Bitely said, fighting access to birth control has been a political loser for Republicans since Roe v. Wade is overturned. It's probably the most salient issue for the Democrats since June of 22, and it swung elections from Republicans in a political environment where many thought they would be favored at the outset. If the Republicans are smart, they'll let the issue lie and die and move on. If the Democrats are smart, they will force Republican candidates to go on the record opposing the rulings, reminding voters that it's the Republicans that want to take away women's rights. Fortunately for the Democrats, it sounds that they are actually winning in certain Republican-leaning states, as they actually bring more lawsuits regarding the abortion pill to keep the issue top of mind for voters. Ballinger said he didn't see it hurting the Republicans unless they screw it up. It depends on how individual Republican candidates handle it. Certain many of them are fully capable of blundering into some kind of messaging dilemma that will haunt them, that will come back and possibly hurt them in November 5th. Another pundit said it's not going to have any impact at all. The outcome of this case will make absolutely no difference in this regard. Voters' perceptions of Republicans' attitude towards women reproductive health care are completely calcified. Cast in stone, people know where they are. And that's not going to change for at least a generation. The Supreme Court ruled that the people bringing the lawsuit had no standing, and therefore the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will continue to regulate it. I got a very simple question, folks. Why are we still talking about abortion? Oh, that's right. Because the Democrats use it as a way to earn votes. Abortion is completely legal in the state of Michigan. It's in our Constitution. It's not going to change. It's never going to change. Because once it's in your Constitution, it's almost impossible to get it out. Almost impossible. So let me ask a very simple question. Why are they talking about it? Because the Democrats want to run TV ads that Donald Trump was proud of the fact that he got Roe v. Wade overturned. I've seen that snippet during Tiger Baseball 100 times already. It's an ad we're going to see every single day until November 5th. Well, they don't go on to fully explain it either. Donald Trump got it sent back to the states. Michigan put it on the ballot in 22, known as Proposal 3. It passed. They put it into our state constitution. Anything goes now when it comes to abortion. So why are the Democrats still talking about it? Because they want to play on women's heartstrings about the Republicans and Donald Trump wanting to take reproductive rights away from them. Even though they can't, especially in the state of Michigan. It is a foregone conclusion. It is over and done with. What part of this do they not get? Well, we're going to have to deal with this. But if anybody says, hey, did you see that ad about Trump overturning Roe v. Wade? Yeah, he sent it back to the states. Here in Michigan, we put it on the ballot, change the Constitution. Anything goes when it comes to abortion. What's your point? Those are the facts. Stop talking about abortion. It literally is a dead issue. So why talk about it? I don't care if you're running for county commissioner. I don't care if you're running for state rep. I don't care if you're running for Congress. I don't care if you're running for U.S. Senate. There's nothing as an elected official you can do about abortion. So why talk about it? Why even take questions? I may have a personal opinion on it, but it's irrelevant. It's a moot point. It doesn't matter. The people of the state of Michigan here voted on it. We have it in our Constitution. Next question. But they're going to want to talk about it. They're going to want to continue to talk about it. And we simply have to shut it down. There's no reason to talk about it. End of conversation. Next question. Lastly, in these questions to these pundits, looking forward based on the election, does Governor Gretchen Whitmer have a chance of getting any of her policies implemented if the Republicans take back the majority? All four of the pundits? Absolutely not. She's done. If the Republicans take back the House, she is done pushing her agenda. What's that tell you, folks? August 6th primary is critical. It's absolutely critical. Making sure we get the right candidates nominated to be elected in November. For all practical purposes, folks, November is irrelevant when it comes to county commissioner races, clerk races, and even state reps. Why? Because many of these races in many of these northern Michigan counties, we have no Democratic opponents. Vicki and I just got our ballot proofs yesterday in the mail. I'm sure many of you did as well. Look the ballot over, make sure your name is spelled correctly. Sign this form, drop it off at your clerk's office. Vicki and four other Democrats running as Republicans for county clerk here in Antrim are on the ballot. You know how many Democrats are on the ballot? None. Not one Democrat filed to be the clerk in this county. Same thing with county commissioners. No county commissioner Democrat candidate on the ballot anywhere. So bottom line for all this, folks, it starts this Saturday. This Saturday, June 22nd, is when the absentee ballots must be mailed out from the clerk's offices. Most of you will get them probably on Monday, the 24th, or Tuesday, the 25th. Some people are voting early. 9 days starts July 27th. Election day is August 6th. This will decide who we the people want to go to Lansing. Who do we want to face off against in November to go to Washington, D.C.? And if you think that you're going to just sit by and not participate, well, I got news for you. I'm not going to let that happen. Not one person texted me so far about debate. I have the flyer made. I took the time to make it. I have it saved in my phone. Text me debate. I'll send you the flyer. You can share it with people. We need people to show up. You need to hear from these candidates and these incumbent state representatives Thursday, July the 11th. Doors will open at 5 at the Ellison Place. 107th, 106th, 105th have all been invited. Because when the people hear the answers to the questions that the county chairs ask, they will be informed, engaged, and know exactly who to vote for. Randy Walker, first one asking me for the flyer. Here you go. There's all the information. Any questions, you can give us a call. Now, one last thing I do want to say. When these ballots come, and people should call you and ask you who to vote for, you already know who I'm personally endorsing. Christian Marcus in the 105th over Ken Borden. Todd Smallenberg over Cam Cavett in the 106th, and Neil Friske over Parker Fairburn. Josh Stahl for Congress. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. You want that text to you? Text me candidates. I'll put it in one text and send it to you.